Moses had written down all the instructions from God, as well as the history of his people, beginning with the creation of the world.
So there's just a little sound clip, a little sample of what we're going to discuss next, Patterns of Evidence, the Moses Controversy. And I am very, very excited to welcome back to my studio Tim Mahoney, who was here. I forget how long ago, Tim, that picture right there that's on the back of my door was. What year was that?
2015.
2015. Yep. So 4 years later, you're back with that was the Exodus, which was the whole argument as to was it possible, was it that the biblical version of Exodus was true, and now you've kind of taken another step, another piece of that story. Did you know that you were going to go down this path before the Exodus project, or was
oh no
was
not
this
at
always
all.
The plan?
No, this wasn't in the plan at all. In fact, this film, when we charted out ideas for films, this wasn't at all in the chart. But it had to happen because we were going to look at what did Moses write an eyewitness account of the stories of this Exodus journey. And the next was going to be the rod of the Exodus, and the Red Sea miracle is what we're working on.
Okay.
In the middle of that, we realized that we had to investigate, could Moses have actually written the first books of the Bible, because there was so much criticism against Moses's authorship of these books.
Where does that criticism generally stem from?
It stemmed from several hundred years ago, Germans started to have what was called higher criticism against the Bible, and they were looking at different words and different names for God, and they were starting to suggest there might have been different authors. And this film doesn't get into the authorship of that idea as much. We'll do that later. But this film actually looks at the question of, could Moses have written the first books? Because there was another complaint that there wasn't even Hebrew available at the time for Moses to have written. So what would he have written with?
Hmm.
And this film investigates, was there a writing system that Moses could have used that was in Egypt, in the area where the Israelites lived, that was at the time they would have lived, that was a Semitic form of writing, and that was alphabetic, because all Torah scripts were in Hebrew, and
right,
they were alphabetic.
Right. Well, it's loads of stuff just to talk about from that alone, but I want to make quick so that you understand as you're listening, friends, that this is a three-night-only opportunity to see coming up March 14th, 16th, and 19th. And it's called The Patterns of Evidence, The Moses Controversy, and you can find out at patternsofevidence.com, all one word. Click on the Moses tab and then put your zip code in, and you could get a theater near you. When we think of Moses, what are some of the historical, I don't know, complaints about the veracity of who he is or what he was able to do? I mean, obviously you ran into some sort of argument here. That's why there's a controversy associated with it. But what's the big ones?
Well, I think miracles. I mean, the fact that Moses is writing, the fact that God is acting in history. He's causing plagues in Egypt. He's delivering the Israelites through a parted sea with walls of water on either side. He's taking them to Mount Sinai and revealing himself to these people. And he's basically saying, I'm going to be your God and you're going to be my people. Mm-hmm. And they're making a covenant at Mount Sinai. In fact, we show this scene. We've created this whole event at Mount Sinai where the Israelites come, and it's amazing how it looks with the cloud of coming down on the mountain and Moses standing there speaking to the people and then going up to Mount Sinai and receiving the Ten Commandments.
Well, and I'm assuming it's the same kind of idea that you did with Patterns of Evidence, the Exodus, which was a real visual treat, but you used a lot of integrated graphics with kind of historical recreation and
yes,
kind of geographically putting things in their context at the time. How difficult was that, by the way? Because the world has been shaped a couple of times over since Moses walked. Were you able to be, you know, with that kind of precision, kind of with certain veracity, say, yeah, this is where it happened, and we know for sure this is what took place?
Well, we're working in this particular film, we're really working on how was it written.
Okay.
And some people would actually ask another question, well, why does it matter whether or not Moses wrote the first books of the Bible? And Kevin, Jesus says, for if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote of me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words? I didn't realize how significant it was that Moses was the author. The controversy then extends all the way through history, because all the other books of the Bible, most of them are referencing back to the writings of Moses and the apostles, and they're just all communicating, and Jesus himself.
Right.
So if Moses didn't exist, then that's challenging the credibility of the rest of the Bible.
Well, and you talked about higher criticism. It was through that movement and its kind of later offspring that carries through even to this day with like the modern atheists that have tried to say time and again that the Bible's unreliable because of not necessarily inaccuracies that they find, but what they call discrepancies, and they're not satisfied to their satisfaction as to how to explain them, justify them, satisfy them. When you're working on your films, you're going after some of these very more difficult things.
Right.
What is the benefit to you in doing so? What are you getting out of this? What are you understanding better personally because you're going through this exercise?
I think it's important to be able to ask the hard questions. And you know, in my films, I actually have people who are agnostic,
right,
that have basically are telling me, explain to me why you don't believe this is true. I want to invite them into a film, and I also then have other scholars who say, wait a minute, there is evidence that they're not talking about. And so the purpose of this is to allow there to be multiple viewpoints, and what it has done is it frees the audience for the first time to hear what the information is, and now they're free to make a choice.
Right.
And that's what we're seeing. And in this particular case, what we found was this a pattern of evidence that shows up at the time when Joseph and his family lived in Egypt. Our first film is sort of building upon this new film.
Right.
And it's showing that this pattern of evidence is that this writing system develops in time for Moses to record the first books of the Bible. And I believe you say, well, yes, well, the writing wasn't one thing. But the big aha for me was the fact that this is the world's first alphabetic system.
Hmm.
It's the foundation of all alphabets. It's one of the grandest technologies that's ever happened, and it really hasn't changed much. The principle of it is almost exactly the same. And it's sort of the foundation for people to basically retain knowledge and information. And we're all using it, right?
Sure.
And why is this important is that now, instead of some elite group of people having this mysterious form of script like hieroglyphs, that had 1,000 characters, or cuneiform, that had 1,000-plus characters. Now we have something that has very few characters, but you can create any word that you want.
Hmm.
And children can learn to use it. And that's exactly what happens in the Bible. It's, you know, Moses writes down, and these words I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Now, how in the world are slaves coming out of Egypt going to be literate? I believe that this evidence for this early alphabet is testifying to the fact that they were able to do that.
Hmm.
And Moses is talking about it right here in the commands. You shall write, teach these commands to your children. So I think the big wow is that I'm going to say, I think that this alphabet is a divine gift. Because the number one book in the world that has utilized it is the Bible.
Yeah. Well, and you think even through the Psalms and even into the New Testament, how oftentimes the reference to the Word and to the Word Gospel and the Good News and there's a literary understanding that has to take place in order for that relationship to begin and to be maintained. And it's even how we encourage people to grow beyond salvation. You know, what's the number one way that my pastor even referenced on Sunday what he would hope of us to do is spend time in the Word. So reading those things. And what's really interesting about the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, the books that you cover in this film, is that on my last trip to Israel, this was probably 3 years ago now, but one of the tour guides we were with, who I don't think is particularly religious in any way, he said, you know what's amazing about Israel is that if Moses came back today, he could live in a nation, read the language, understand its meaning, and have a kind of universal application to it that you can't point to anywhere else on planet Earth. But in this case, in the Hebrew language, in that essence, it's really true. Tim, congratulations on a great work. I want people to go see this. If you, especially if you saw Patterns of Evidence, The Exodus, and if you haven't seen that, go on Netflix or wherever else you can go to see it. Go to patternsofevidence.com, get your own copy. But go to the theaters March 14th, 14th, 16th, and 19th. That's a Thursday, a Saturday, and a Tuesday. And get your tickets for one of those showings, and then go and view this. And take your thinking friends with you, particularly the cynics, particularly the people that you're witnessing to, particularly the people that don't necessarily believe everything that you say. Take them with you, and then go out to dinner after and have a good long conversation about it, because that's the way that we actually impact people when we get them thinking.
Absolutely. You know, there's something for you to think about here. In the Gospel of John, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." Now, in order for you to understand a word, you have to have letters.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what this amazing gift of an alphabet did. It provided that. And so if they come to see this film, they're going to have an awful lot to think about.
Well, and I hope they'll use many words to discuss it with their friends. Tim, it's great to see you.
Right. And I'll let you have the last word.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go away.